This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
There's a third word I want to talk about. It's the word life. Communion is something that we do. I don't know if you've ever thought about this before. It's an act of looking back to the past, but it's also an act of looking forward to the future. We look back to the cross and say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for what you've done for us. But we look forward to the future in terms of eternal life is connected with what Christ did on the cross. Many of you participated, many people from Crossview participated in what was called the food pack 2 or 3 weeks ago. 57,000 meals were prepared for Haiti, for use in Haiti. Many of you don't know that the mission that we're involved with that does that is called Lifeline Christian Mission out of Columbus. Bob and Gretchen DeVoe are the founders of that organization that's now in 6 or 7 countries, including Cuba. They have mission points in 6 or 7 countries. It's really grown into a big organization. What's interesting is their story. Bob DeVoe was a builder, contractor, building office buildings, medical office buildings. That's what he did in Columbus, Ohio. His wife, Gretchen, was an RN at one of the hospitals in Columbus. I knew them back in the late 70s. I want you to listen to Gretchen writing about their life because it's a powerful story that's going to touch somebody in a profound way. Allow me to take you back, she says, to 1976. Bob and I were living a life filled with the world and self. Anybody connect with that? Bob and I were living a life filled with the world and self. Bob owned his own contracting businesses, plural, and was successful by the world's standards. We owned a beautiful home in the suburbs of Columbus, an in-ground swimming pool, several acres of land, several Corvette sports cars were in our big garage. Country club memberships, tennis clubs, racquetball, golf, etc. Bob was listed in the who's who in American business. And our home was featured in the elegant home section of the Columbus Dispatch newspaper. Get the picture, she says. We were rolling high. We were doing great. But in April of 76, Bob was diagnosed with stage 4 malignant melanoma that had metastasized to his axillary lymph nodes. The doctors informed us that Bob's time was short. There was no known effective treatment for melanoma at this stage at the time. And get this, Bob's riding high with his job and career, and he's told, you got about 60 days left. 60 days, you got 2 months. Make the best of it. While in the hospital, I've been to the hospital that she refers to, Bob went to the little chapel that's there, and he got on his knees in the front of that chapel and said, God, whatever your will is for my life, I accept it. He didn't beg for healing. He just said, whatever your will for my life is, I accept it. That was in April of 76. We're now in 2013. He's alive and well, and 37 years later, and directing this mission called Lifeline Christian Mission. And it's just an amazing story. Now, what Bob would tell you, more than the healing, in other words, obviously there was a medical change in his life. Here's what Bob would say. I was delivered physically, but I was delivered spiritually by the grace of God. Bob would tell you, I was forgiven by what was accomplished on the cross, and I have life. I have life 37 years later. I'm still alive, but he's alive for eternity because of what Christ accomplished on the cross. Richard White is so right. We need to realize that there's something that covers the stain of sin in my life. It's not good works. It's not your track record. It's not your personal history. It's the blood of Christ. Always has been, always will be. Don't ever forget that today.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.